It's always great when you put the G on the jet the first time. And that's kind of when they get past the anticipation, the anxiety, and they realize that it's going to be a fun experience, but it's also going to be something they've never experienced before. So there's always that whoa that you get right at the end of the runway when the G comes on the jet. Then you kind of get over all those nerves and you just settle in for what's going to be a ride of a lifetime. Well, I'll tell you, the flight was incredible, and it's great when you get an athlete like Champ flying with you, because there's really nothing you can do in the jet that's going to put him over the edge.
You know, I didn't know what to expect, but after going through all the briefing, I was expecting the worst, you know? So, you know, once I got up there, it was a little smoother than I expected. But the 9Gs, you know, you feel it, and then you kind of back off, and it's like, okay, I made it. So, you know, you feel like you can handle anything after that. Bunch of people just pushing on your body. That's really what it feels like. You can't really breathe. You're just stuck. It's like you're frozen.
It's like running a marathon, riding a roller coaster all at once. So it is very demanding on your body. And that's where a professional athlete like Champ gone through the training. He's in top peak physical condition, like you've seen out of most of our crew chiefs and our pilots. Just great. And that allows you to withstand the forces that happen on your body when you're out there flying.
I think he was simulating chasing somebody at the end. And we were just like tense the whole time. I mean, 5Gs, 7Gs, whatever it was. I mean, it was intense.
It is a great experience for each one of the Thunderbirds to have the opportunity to go out and represent not just the Thunderbirds as a team, but the more than 700,000 men and women that are on active duty serving in Iraq or Afghanistan or really around the world. So to be able to display that to Champ and have him take that as a memory as well is something that we hope that he'll never forget, and he'll go and spread the word.
From the outside looking in, you always have this level of appreciation, but when you get out here and experience it a little bit, you know, it just goes up even more. You know, I appreciate everything these guys do. I don't know how they do half the stuff they do, but, you know, that's part of the job, and I'm glad they're doing it.